What's up, everybody? It's Eric and Will from the Mature Minded Gamers Group. We're going to do a quick segment on New World. Amazon's MMORPG just had a preview week that we're actually in the middle of right now. We've been playing for the last few nights, and we're going to talk about our experiences, what we like, what we don't like, and everything in between. Will, let's start us out. Let's tell everybody about your character first. What are you playing?
I am playing a character that I am focusing using sword and board and a life staff. I'm trying to do like a cleric type where I can focus on healing up the party when we do group stuff. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to the most. What about you?
I should have mentioned that there is no actual classes in New World. You just pick up your weapon and start using it, and you do assign attribute points, which gives you bigger bonuses for whatever you're using. So like if you're a melee character, you want strength and dexed. If you're a caster of some sort, maybe intelligence. And then there's obviously the other in between. You have vitality, and that raises your health. And so strength, dexed, intelligence, vitality. And that's the main attributes that you can raise. And then you just pick up your weapon and start using it. And you can be bad at something and still use it, and it's actually fine. Like, I have nothing in strength, just the base five. And I still use my sword and shield. But I'm mostly a magic caster with a fire staff is my main focus.
I'm focusing on three different skills: strength, intelligence, and constitution.
So you're kind of dividing it up, huh?
Yeah, on three different classes, because I want to be able to have enough life, like a tankish style. So if I take a beating, I can get in the melee, whoop some butt. Not really focused on dex, because I'm not doing the ranged weapons. And as far as mana regen, I'm a little bit concerned about it, but at the same time, this is what it is.
Right. I can see the benefits of both ways. I wanted to try kind of the glass cannon mage right now, and that's, you know, since we got just a test going on. This game's not actually coming out until the first quarter of 21. They delayed it, but we got this nice weekly preview. There's, six, I believe, weapons in the game right now. They plan to add more. The weapons are a two-handed hammer, a sword, an axe, a life staff, a fire staff, a bow, and a musket. So I guess there's more than six if you count both the different types of weapons. So right. Like the fire mage and the life mage and everything. So in the previous betas, I also used a bow and arrow, and I really liked that. And the hand axe is really good too. That was a really nice combo. And then I've also messed around with the musket a little bit, and it's got some pretty good sharp shooting capabilities. I like it.
I'll be honest, that's one weapon I have never even equipped.
Yeah, I hadn't either until this beta, and I tested it out for a while, and I would use it, but the downside of it, you have to keep making ammo. And so you go through quite a bit of ammo in this game, and though crafting's not hard, and it's actually really fun, it's just one less thing I wanted to worry about. That's why I went with the mage. And then I actually really like the mage, and so instead of going, I was going to main sword and shield, I switched over and went, you know, full fire mage with the sword and shield as my backup. Let's talk about crafting real quick. Have you messed with it much?
I have. I did the first go around more than what I'm doing here. I'm kind of just more mining stuff, but it's really cool in the fact that, you know, you're always going to be trying to craft the light, or not craft, but mine the small stuff, because you need that small stuff to be able to then make the bigger stuff, such as like when you get hemp, you're going to get linen. And you kill like a wolf, and you're going to skin the wolf, and you're going to get the leather, and then you're going to take the leather and you're going to make different levels of that leather, like coarse leather. And every time that you get a group of it, you're going to be able to take that, you're going to level that up. I think it's really fun to be able to try to take all that lesser stuff and just keep combining it so you get the bigger things. And I think that's going to be the thing that keeps drawing people to want to continue to mine and mine and mine and mine.
I like how it's you use the skill and you leveled up. You don't have to go find a skill trainer or get the next level of pickaxe. Though they do have upgraded levels, but it just makes you harvest faster. You don't really have to do any of that, though, and you don't even have to go out and level. If you have guildmates or friends bringing you materials, you can just keep leveling up your crafting. It's all independent of everything else, which I think is really cool.
Right, so the crafting and then the harvesting are two different stats.
Right.
What do you think of it, the harvesting, when you harvest something? So, like, in when you skin things, you're going to obviously get different types of leather, you know, the leather value resource or whatever. But right. As you continue to, you know, like get that leather and skin animals, you're going to be able to track animals. And the more you do it, the bigger animals you can track. What do you think of that kind of clip thing?
I think it's a really cool little add-on because it's something a lot of games don't do. And that's one thing about New World, too. The world is beautiful.
Oh,
but
man.
There is so much in it. And sometimes you're looking for a resource. And it makes sense where this resource is. Like, I was looking for briarweed, and it was down by the river. Like, you know, usually things like that make you know, it's common sense where it is. But you don't know the map very well yet, so you're kind of, like, running around trying to find it. And some things you don't even know, you know, like, oh, I need this kind of a mushroom, or I need, you know, this kind of stone. And, you know, there's a bunch of mountains in this world. It's very hilly. There's a bunch of mountains. And so trying to find gold and silver can be a little tricky sometimes. But I do like how once you use a skill and raise it up, you start kind of getting a sense of where that resource is, like you said, and you can track it and find it a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right, and a big side of the game that we haven't played too much of personally, but I've read a bunch about, and I was talking to some people today actually about it, is the PvP side. This game was originally going to be all PvP. I don't know if you knew that, Will. That was the original. That was the original how they're going to handle the game. It was going to be full PvP. Well, they backed off on that now, and you have to be flagged to be in PvP, but there's a whole mechanic where your company can take over a city and a fortress, and so you're constantly competing against the other factions. There's three total factions, and you're constantly competing against them to try to level up a town and control an area, and then you get to put a tax on that town. So you can put trading tax, sales tax, and crafting tax, I think it is, on that town. So anytime somebody uses your resources, you can level up the different workbenches there, and anytime somebody uses it, it costs them a little bit of money to use it. So you can really profit quite a bit off of a town. So, and the companies are 50 versus 50 max limit. And then when you go to a war with another faction or company for control of that town, it's a 50 versus 50 battle where you're trying to siege it. And so the first one happened today, Will, and I actually was talking to some of the guys and I tried to get into it, but the zone locks, it was either 10 or 15 minutes before the war started. I couldn't even get into the zone to sign up. Huh. So I missed out on it, but man, it sounded cool. I was talking to the guys as the battle was going on. They had a really cool game plan, and they ended up stopping the Zerg that the enemies were bringing at them, and they ended up securing the town, so they didn't lose it. I do know that once you keep leveling up a zone and doing PvP missions, you can wage war in that zone, and we actually got flagged for another war as we could compete to take control of it if we won. So whoever has done the most work to raise up your faction for that company wise, I think you get a better chance of being the leader in the war. And so it popped up for us and, you know, asked me, do you want to, you know, compete to be one of the companies? And I was looking at it. The minimum is 7,500 gold. And this improves. There's three different levels, 7,500, 10K, and 15K. And it improves how many lines of defense or attack you can have during the battle. So obviously if you have more money, you're going to have a bigger attacking capability.
That makes sense.
Which I thought was really cool. And obviously we didn't have enough money to do any of it. So I couldn't say yes, but I think it's a really cool aspect of it. And then what happens when the wars unit start, they pick their favorite 50. So if people have enlisted, say we only have 25 members in our company currently online that want a war, then I get a pick from the other 50 that enlisted. I get a pick 25 more to join us. And you get a look at their, you know, their faction, their company and everything and their level. And so obviously you'd want to pick the best people to help you, which I think is really, really cool. There was a bunch of people in chat complaining, oh, I wanted to be in the war, you know? And I was like, you know, they have a clan of 50 people. They're going to pick probably 40 of their own people at least, you know, however many is online. They're not going to want these noobs to jump in on the war.
Right.
But yeah,
pick their players.
Right. I thought it was a really cool mechanic, and that was the whole idea behind this game. And I'm glad they've kept that portion of it in. The only other thing I really want to mention about this game before we wrap this up is just how gorgeous this world is. It's all completely custom. It is kind of a smaller world compared to a lot of other MMOs, but there's no kind of mounts or vehicles. You have to run, and I'm going to guess it'd probably take you, what do you think, Will? 5 hours to run from top to bottom? Well, maybe not five. Maybe 4 hours?
From top to bottom?
Yeah. Because it's taller. It's more vertical of a map than it is horizontal.
I would guess more 2 to 2.5 hours to run.
Yeah, you're probably right. North. You're probably right. Now I think about it. You can move. It's a long haul, and you're going by foot. You're trying to dodge enemies. Because the enemies in this game, and that's my favorite part of this game, is the combat. The enemies in this game are no joke. So if you're not on your toes, you can easily lose a battle, even against the lesser monster, especially if there's more than one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's one of the cool things that I like about it is it has that, you know, you've got your attacks, you got your defense. It's not a, oh, I'm going to tab target and then just click a button and keep attacking. You've got to like dodge. You've got to know when to block. You've got to know when to strike. You've got to know which weapon to use. I mean, you know, plus you've got your different types of armor that you got to pick and what weapon style you're going to be using. Is it a mage caster? Is it a physical, you know, and it's just so fluid. Combat just feels great. You know, yeah. It's just, oh man.
Yep. It's probably my favorite part of the game. You do get three abilities to use too. And I've seen a lot of people complain about that, but after doing just the base combat, like you said, the dodge and the block, and then you have a regular attack and usually a super attack with most weapons. There is more than enough to do. The three abilities do not feel like there's not enough abilities, I guess, you know, like I honestly, I'm more focused on the base combat is what I should have said.
Right. I keep forgetting to use them sometimes and I'm like, oh, I've got this ability I can use. But I mean, when you think about it, when you get to level 30, you're going to have three different weapons you can use. I mean, essentially that's nine different skills you can use at any one given time. Plus their standard strikes, their standard defenses, you know, and yeah. I think by the time you get to level 30, you've kind of gotten used to variation, which weapon you want to kind of like just focus on.
Yep. I completely agree. And that was another big factor is you just hit one and two to switch from your two loadouts. At level five, you get your second loadout. And then usually most people would do some kind of a close melee a weapon and then a ranged weapon. And then like when you get that third, I mean, you can do anything you want. So, I mean, that does open up a lot of different doors and a lot of different builds.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, any final thoughts on New World?
Nope. I was just going to say, if you haven't checked it out, do yourself a favor and definitely do.
The open preview is running until September 5th. If you pre-order on Steam, you get instant access. And even if you don't like it, you could always just refund it after you're done checking out the preview. I highly recommend it. It's probably the most excited I've been for an MMO in a very, very long time. If you'd like to join us, we are always welcoming new members. You can go to our website, maturemindedgamers.com. Our Discord is linked right there. All of our content channels, we do board games, video games, and much more. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have yourself a great day.